This is Unit 58.
Disparate. D-I-S-P-A-R-A-T-E. Altogether dissimilar, essentially different.
Disparate interests can create friction in a relationship.
Our broad product line meets the disparate needs of our varied clientele.
Disparate. D-I-S-P-A-R-A-T-E. Altogether dissimilar, essentially different.
Pecuniary. P-E-C-U-N-I-A-R-Y. Consisting of or relating to money, financial.
Most people are motivated by pecuniary gain.
We had to cancel our vacation this year because of pecuniary problems.
Pecuniary. P-E-C-U-N-I-A-R-Y. Consisting of or relating to money. Financial.
Proviso. P-R-O-V-I-S-O. A restriction or limitation in an agreement. A stipulation, a conditional clause.
A key proviso of the treaty requires opening specific markets.
This proviso will give you exclusive rights to distribute our product.
Proviso. P-R-O-V-I-S-O. A restriction or limitation in an agreement. A stipulation, a conditional clause.
Stigma. S-T-I-G-M-A. A sign of disgrace, a low status.
The stigma of bankruptcy is not as damaging as it used to be.
A real winner never allows the stigma of past defeats to hinder future victories.
Stigma. S-T-I-G-M-A. A sign of disgrace, a low status.
Terse. T-E-R-S-E. Short. To the point. Concise.
His terse remarks captured our feelings in a few powerful words.
Her terse critique was blunt and took only 12 seconds.
Terse. T-E-R-S-E. Short. To the point. Concise.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Disparate. Altogether dissimilar. Essentially different. Disparate.
Pecuniary. Consisting of or relating to money. Financial. Pecuniary.
Proviso. A restriction or limitation in an agreement. A stipulation. A conditional clause. Proviso.
Stigma. A sign of disgrace, a low status. Stigma.
Terse. Short. To the point. Concise. Terse.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. The word acrid is often used to describe a certain kind of foul smell. Thus, when asked, many people will say that the meaning of acrid is foul or bad smelling, but this isn't quite right. Acrid comes from the Latin word acre, which simply means sharp, and acrid today still means sharp, stinging, or bitter.
So while most acrid smells are unpleasant to most people, acrid is not the same as stinking. As a matter of fact, I rather enjoy the acrid smell of burning leaves in autumn. Acrid is also one of those graphic, physical words which you can use figuratively with great effect.
Acrid remarks, for example, are sharp, bitter, and stinging. As in, the reviewer's acrid criticism ripped up our competitor's new software package. Or, Marcia's acrid reply to his love letter stung John to the quick.
Acre also gave us the words acrimony and acrimonious. Acrimony is sharp, stinging speech or behavior. Acrimony conveys a sense of anger, sarcasm, impatience, and intense dislike. And acrimonious describes speech or behavior containing acrimony.
As in, acrimonious argument over household finances can destroy a marriage. Or, political debate is often so full of personal attacks and acrimony that it becomes impossible to discuss real issues. Strangely enough, the term sharp disagreement does not at all convey the negative sense of acrimonious, though at the root, the two terms mean the same thing.
You can disagree sharply without becoming acrimonious. That is, you can have a lively debate with someone, stick to your principles, be radically opposed, and still not get ugly. But once acrimony creeps in, your disagreement is no longer simply sharp, but bitter, stinging, and tending to get personal. I believe we've made our point.
Let's continue sharpening our verbal weapons with Unit 59.